around that Chesam Adalef Tana Rabbonon. Taisef Adam Eidusei Alashtar Umeyed Aleh Afilu La'acha Kamashonim. A person, let us see Rashi, Kaisev Adam Im Asuhu Eid Bedova V'yorei L'shoykhoi. And he's afraid he'll forget. Kaisvoi Al-Chatiches Klav. So he writes the Eidus on a piece of Klav. U'matzniya. And then he puts away the Klav. U'meyid Oleho Afilu La'acha Kamashonim. U'meyid, so Rashi says, Al-Piyosei Ksav. Afilu la'acha kama shonim. He sees the ksav and he's meyid oleho. Now we have here a machlokes ha'meiroim. And let's just first say the machlokes ha'meiroim, then we'll elaborate a little. Omar Rav Huna, v'hu shezoicho me'atzmoi. That, what he could be meyid, al pi oiso ksav, that is dafke if he remembers the Eidus. So Rashi says, Shezoicha ma'atzmo, beloi ries ha'shtar, without looking at the shtar, niskar ptsas me eidusoi me eilav. A chelik of the Eidus he remembers without looking at the shtar. But all the pratim he doesn't remember, he has to look at the shtar to find out all the pratim. Rabbi Yochanan Omar Afal Pi She'ein Zoicha Me'atzmo. Rabbi Yochanan says, Afal Pi She'ein Zoicha Me'atzmo, Ela La'achar She'roa B'shtar. That means, if you'd ask him about this Eidus, before he looks at the shtar, his mind is a blank. He doesn't remember anything. Ela La'achar She'roa B'shtar. Nosan beliboy, then he started thinking, concentrating. Viniskar, and he reminded himself. Shloi nishtakach mimenu kolkach shekshemazkirim loi niskar. He didn't in Gansen forget about it. Now his mind is a blank. But if he looked at the shtar, so the shtar was ma'irer his zikorin, but now, he's nice and live, and he remembers the Eidus. Avol einei niske legamri loy. But what happens if he doesn't remember? His mind is still a blank, but he sees the shtar, and he sees he wrote it himself. Terachmona omar mipiem v'loy mipiksovo. The Torah said mipiem v'loy mipiksovo. We'll come back to this Rashi. I'd just like to learn a little further. Al koponim, we have here a machloikis. Rav Huna says that he had to remember a little bit without the shtar. And Rav Yechanan says his mind could be a complete blank, but al koponim, after he sees the shtar, he has to remember completely. So the shtar is only a sibe that he should remember. So, al koponim, we see from Rabbi Yochanan that Rashi says so far as follows. That if he doesn't remember, so then there's a chasaron mipiem v'loi mipi ksavom. That the Eidim have to say Eidus, mipiem, Chazal understood, means from what they know, v'loi mipi ksavom, not what they wrote down. And they don't know. That means the Eid has to say Eid is from his own Yediyah. He has to know what he's saying. Beloimi piksovim. Af al pikein. If the Sibe that he reminded himself as mi piksovim, that's no problem whatsoever. As long as Lamaisa he remembers, so that's called mi piem. Aye, the Zikorin came out because of mi piksovim, that's nothing. The mead mi piksovim is that the Haggadah has to be mi piem v'loi mi piksovim. But the sibid that's ma'irah the zikorim, that is no problem. Anything can be ma'irah the zikorim. There's no chsorin in the sibid. Omar Rabbi, Shmami no mit Rabbi Yochanan. So for Rabbi Yochanan, we could derive Hani Beitrei, the Yodi Sadu. So there were two Edim that knew Edis. Umanshi Chad Minai. One of them forgot Edis. Mitke Chad Lechavre. So one could be remind the other one. That means that there's no Chesorin, that the reminding doesn't have to be Al Pishnei Edim. As long as you have Shnei Edim saying Edis, so Philo one Eid could remind the other one, that's also sufficient. There's no halachas in reminding, as long as Bishas Agoda he remembers. Iboyilo. So the Gemara calls the Shaila Atzmai Mai. What if the Baldovo will remind him? Not an Eid, not a person who is known the Giyas. The Baldovo reminds him. Rav Chaviva Omar Afilu Atzmai. Rav Chaviva said Afilu the Baldova remind, but if afterwards he remembers, he remembered. What's the Chilakwad reminded him? Ma'abarei the Ravashi Omar Atzmai Loi. The Baldova cannot remind him. Hilchese Atzmai Loi. V'itzuve mirabonon, but if the aid is atzuve mirabonon, afilu atzmoi. Then, afilu the baldova reminded him, it's also good. Ki hod Ravashi, have yodolei besadusa la Rav Kahane. Ravashi knew aidis for Rav Kahane. Omalei, Rav Kahane told Ravashi, midocha marai sadusa. You remember the aidis? Omalei loi? I don't remember. He asked him, V'lav hochi v'ochi havet. Don't you remember there was this and this? Amalei lo yedana. I don't remember. Finished. L'soiv itka Ravashi. Later, Ravashi reminded himself. And asid lei. And he said, hey, this for Rav Kahane. Chozye le Rav Kahane dava mechasim. So Rav Kahane was Megam Gemandas Eidus. He had spoken to him before, and he said he doesn't remember. And now he's saying Eidus, so Rav Kahane was afraid he's saying Eidus, not because he remembers, not because Rav Kahane said. And so he's saying Eidus on what Rav Kahane said. Omalei, so Rav Ashi told Rav Kahane, Misovres Alochko Samichna, you think I'm saying Eidus because I rely on you? I reminded myself. So Memele, so the Gemara says, Atzuve mirabonon, he reminded himself even through the his oireris of the Baldovo, it's also sufficient. Atzmoy mai, let us see Rashi, im baldin atzmoy maskiroi atzeniskar mai. Vitzu, so the Gemara says, that Ma'abarei the Ravashi said, Atzmai loy. Yitzuvu mirabonon hu ha'eid afilu la'atzmai shel baldi. What's the difference? The tzuvu the rabonon ilav the chiromei anavshei mitker shapir. Atzuvu mirabonon, if by not thinking he wouldn't remember, lehava somich asveike lemeikim asudi. He would not say, hey, this, maybe it was like this. So he would never do such a thing. Mechasem megamgen. Toma al Ravashi sheheyid bedova. And he told them, no, I reminded myself. So, pshat is like this. Atzuvu mirabonom creates, he's an egeya. So usually he puts pressure on the Eidich. I mean, he's desperate for the Eidich's aid. So Atzuvu Merabonim puts pressure. So Baldova puts pressure. So if the Eidich is Atzuvu Merabonim, so we can rely that he's not influenced from the pressure. If he remembers, he remembers. If he doesn't remember, he won't say Eidich. Not Atzuvu Merabonon, because of the consistent pressure of the Baldova, we're afraid he might say things even though he doesn't remember. So that's why this is the Hachro, that Avka Atzuvu Merabonon is permitted to say Eidus through a His Oireres or a Haskore from a Baldova. But by Stamazay Ephrem, the Eid was Moirehim, or his Ksav was Moirehim, that's no problem whatsoever. That's good, according to Rabbi Yochanan. Now, I'd like to mention this Amoyredike Machloikes, the Meiri and the Beis Yaakov. The Meiri says, according to Rav Hune said, Vohu shezoicha meyatzmai. So the Meiri says as follows, Ledas Rav Hune, Koidim Rias HaKsav, before he saw the Ksav, Zoicha HaEdis meyatzmai, he remembers the Edis. Now he explains, what does he remember? Rashi is very unclear. Rashi is very unclear what he remembers. Remembers a little. The Miri is more specific. What does he remember? Inyan ha'edis bekloloi. More or less the clawless of the generalities, more or less the edis he remembers. But the protim he doesn't remember clearly. The klal he remembers, that means the edis more or less he remembers, but the protim he doesn't remember. Zokte meiri, va'acher shero, but after he saw, that was before he saw the shtar, va'acher shero, niskar maise ba'atzmoi, now, after he sees it, so now he reminds himself of the Pratim also. The whole Edis is, he's saying, Edis, what he remembers. And even the Sibbe that brought him to the Schire, Leibo Kulo B'Sibbe Saksav, Shereklal Ha'edis Miyazochel. So Rav Hune says, Tutnoi, when you're saying Eidus, you zichre have to remember the Eidus completely. That's called Mipia. If you're saying Eidus and it's besiyua what you had written, so that does not Mipia. That means you don't know. You're saying Eidus betzir what you had written. That's no good. You have to say Eidus from what you know. We need Eidiyadiyah, Eidiriyah. But, and also we need that your yediyah, your complete yediyah should not come about through aksav. That's also nismayit mipik sovam. That means mipia means that you should remember the edis akaponim beklolis, you should remember the edis. If this protim that you don't remember, that's not called the Edis came about me peaks of them. But if you forgot everything, so that's called that the Edis came about through Aksav, that's also possible. Ula Rabbi Yochanan, afal pi shaksav sibe gemura l'schirosoi, that the Aksav, because of the Aksav, he remembers, like this he would have forgotten everything. Hashoi lohi, that's also, so that according to Rav Yochanan, the Miit Mipik Sovam is that the Edis has to be said from your own Yediyah, not from a Tziruf of what you had written down. The Edis has to be said from your own Yediyah. What was Mo'iri Yozekoron Geimer in Gansenishton, according to Rav Yochanan? According to Rav Hune, no. Since Yozekoron came about through Aksav, this is also possible. But if more or less the klolis inyan you remember, so it's not called that your zikorim came about through a ksav, even though the protim you needed the ksav to be moiriyu. That is how the Meiri says pshat na gemara. The Beis Yaakov says amoira de kechidish. The Beis Yaakov says, according to Rav Hune, im zoicher, if he remembers something, afilu loy, let's say he remembers the klali yisaydis, the protis he doesn't remember at all. The protim he doesn't remember, he'll rack his brains, he can't remember that. Afilu loy niskar yoyser, rak shemeyid mitoich ashtar, hamoyser meyid olel. So the Beis Yaakov says that the whole miut of mipiyam is that v'loy mipiksovam is that that the klolis ha'edis has to be through you. The pratim, you don't have to know the pratim, even though you don't have to remember the pratim. The mepiksavim posel migzeiris hakosov. That means there's no shaila, is it true? I wrote it myself. I wrote this down. When I saw the edis, I wrote this down to remember the pratim. So there's no chash sheker over here. No, there's a gzeiris hakosov, but the edis has to be for your own knowledge, not from your ksav. That's the gzeiris hakosov. So Rav Huna was mechadish, this gzeiris hakosov is that the klolius ha'edis has to be from your own knowledge. The prote ha'edis, that could be mipi ksav. Uch shezoich ha'mikzas loichoshiv shuv mipi ksavom, kivin shekol ha'edis eine mipi ksavom. So here we have machlokes the Meiri in the Beis Yaakov, if the other chelik, he also has to remember, that's according to the Meiri, and according to the Beis Yaakov, the other chelik, he could say me teich haksav, it's not, since it's only a chelik, it's not called a teidus, it said me pik sobo. According to the Meiri, there are two halachas. There's one halacha, how the etzem hagodah has to be said, and that halacha is, the whole hagodah has to be said me piem, and the sibbe of Zikorin, a chelik has to be mipiem. According to the Beis Yaakov, everything, say the Sibes HaZikorin, and say, inside the Etzem HaGodah, if a mitzvah is Alpi Zechonai, that's sufficient. Let us see Tosfos. Rabbi Yochanan Omer, Af Alpi Shein Zoicha Miyatzmei, Perish, Avo Yedei Ashtar Zoicha. But because of the shtar, now he remembers everything. But if he doesn't remember it at all, like the mi piem v'loy mi piksavom kedemrinen perik taledach. That if he doesn't remember it at all, so there's a chasom mi piem v'loy mi piksavom. The Gemara says in Yevomis as follows: Gabi mitnei ma loy tiknus man b'kedushin. The Gemara asks, why weren't they misaken Azman in Kedushin? They should write as Azman in the Shtar Kedushin. It's very important to know when she got married. So if she'll be Mizane, so we'll know she Chayim Misu, not Chayim Misu. We have to know Klo when she got married. So the Gemara says, because who are you going to leave the Shtar by? And the Gemara brings a whole settle to leave it by him, Toignish, to leave it by her, Toignish. So the Gemara says, Linchi Gabi Edim. Let's leave the shtar by the Edim. So you have nothing what to worry about. It won't be altered this man. Leave it by the Edim. So the Gemara says, that's no good. Idechiri, the Gemara says as follows. If the Edim remember when the Kedushin was, Leisa v'lisadi. So why do you have to leave the shtar by them? They remember the Kedushin was Rosh Chodesh Nissan this and this year. So they'll come and say Eidus. The Eloi, and if they don't remember, Zimnun dechazu bekisvit. So if you leave the shtar by them, and they'll be requested to come to Bezdin and to be made when the Kedushin was, it could be they won't remember, Zimnun dechazu bekisvit, they'll look at the shtar, but also Misadi, and they'll say Eidus, the Kedushin was Rosh Chodesh Nissen, for Omar Rachmone mi piem v'loy mi piksov. The Torah said mi piem v'loy mi piksov. Yeah, now, just one thing, Tosfos, I mean, if we learn the Gemara plain, Rashi also mentioned this, if we learn the Gemara plain, the Lashon of Rabbi Yochanan is shrekot misleading. So you can learn that even though he doesn't remember it, he looks in the paper and he'll say from the paper. So Taisa says, no, that's not pshat, Rabbi Yochanan. If he doesn't remember it, so memele, so that's posel edis. The Taisa said, mi piyem v'lay mi pik sobom. You have to say edis from what you know, not from what you saw. But, Rabbi Yochanan says, even though he reminded himself through the Ksav, that's also good. So now Taisus has a different problem. He says, there's a stira in our Gemara and the Gemara in Yevomis. The Gemara in Yevomis says that we don't leave the shtar by them because that's dangerous. They might forget and they'll look at the shtar and they'll say, hey, this I'll be the shtar. Our Gemara says, "Koisiv Adam Eidus and Ayal Shtar, the Maid the Left, the Lalacha Kamishonim." And Taisva says, "Yeah, but he has to remember." So, Faktach Taisva. So, why over there we made a gzeira? We won't leave it by them because we're afraid they'll be saying what it says in the Shtar. And why over here we're not afraid? Bimtayma Ochenami Amayla Yeshrin and Licht the Vedus Al Shtar. Shemo Yishrach Lagamri, he might forget, Vosem Mesadi Mikisva, Kedachashin and Hosom. The Yeshloim Asatasis answers as follows. The Vadayosom Choshu Chachomim, there the Chachomim were Chayish, Lefisha Bezdin, Moisrin Loi Hashta, because Bezdin gave him over the Shta. The Yisber, so the aid will think, Shalakach Masru Huloi, why did Bezdin give him the Shtar, Sheyoyid Afilula Yisko? That he'll misinterpret the actions of Bezdin. Bezdin gave him the Shtar, so Mestama Bezdin gave him the Shtar, that if he'll forget, he can look in the Shtar. So Memele, therefore, Bezdin Bedavke would never give it to the aid. Here we're speaking about, no one told him to do this. He did it on his own accord. So the Chachamim were not afraid that he'll make a mistake. So Mamele, here we assume that the aid will know the halacha, there's a din mipi and v'loi mipi ksavom. And that what he writes the Eidus on the Shtar is only to remind himself. Period. Bimtaima. V'amai loimotsu chosu v'kizve lasudi. So now Taisvis asks, but that's klo, aside from the Gemara in Yevomis. Now that is Taisvis saying pshat na Gemara. That the aid can only say aidis if he remembers himself. But if he'll say aidis on what he saw in the shtar, it's no good. That's possible. Why can't they say aidis on what they saw in the shtar? So Taisus brings two rayas, that's good. Osnan beget poshet. Mishen nimchak shtar choyvoy, a person who had a shtar choyv, and it got erased. Mamid olav edim, obola bezdin, voicin like yumay. So they mekayim that shtar. They bring edim who know what was written on that shtar, and that's how they mekayim the shtar. First big mo, malki yumay. Vechein ba goizel kamay, a similar gemorim ba bekame, the omrinin gabi soyrev shtar roysov shal chaveroy. A person burnt a shtar of a malve, so now the malve lost his means of money from the loive, and now the loive can be makrish. So it's pota midinei odom, so this is garmi, by burning the shtar he was goyrim a hefset to the malve, so it's pota midinei odom, v'chai b'dinei shemai, fine. So the Gemara asks, heichi domi, ik di ike sadi di yodi ma v'kosevei. If there are Aiden that know what was written in the shtar before it got burned, because of baby shtore, nichtav le shtore achines. So let's write a different shtar. What's the problem? It was burnt, so we'll write over a different shtar. Alme le chashvine le mipiyem vle mipiksom. So you see, if you tell Bezin what was written in a shtar, it's no problem. You don't have to know about the halvo. In an our Gemara, and in the Gemara in Yevamis, we see the fakir, that if you would tell Bezin what's written in the shtar, it's a chesaron of mipi ksavon. So how do these two Gemara stem? V'yeshloima, de beperig talet achim chayshinon vilma osi umisadi bista. The Gemara in Dalet Achim that said we will not leave over the Shtar Kedushin by the Eidim because they might forget the Eidus and they'll say Eidus al Piya Shtar. We're afraid Dilma Osu Umishadi Bistam Ki Ilu Zoichim HaEidus. They'll say Eidus, this person got married Rosh Chodesh Nissan this and this year. They won't say that, listen, we don't remember, we saw this in the Shtar. They'll say Eidus. We're the Eidi Kedushin, they got married, Rosh Chodesh Nis. So that's no good. Avol vadai, im hoyu me'idim, shekach ro b'chsimos. Somebody if they would say Eidus. Rabbi said, I don't know when she got married, but I have in my house a Shtar. I looked in the Shtar. The Shtar says she got married Rosh Chodesh Nissan. Holei choshev mipim v'loi mipiksovam. The Eidim achsumim al Shtar nasek mishenechkra edusam bebezdin. V'havek yulam Eidim reinu Eidish shenechkra edusam bebezdin. Now let's explain this teretz of Taisvitz. It's a moiridike. Yisraidis teke teretz, Rabor Ber says pshat, Rabor Ber and Yibomis says pshat in the stasis. Let us explain. The pasuk says, mi piem v'loi mi piksovo, which means that when the eid says eidis, it says oiro oyoda. Either he saw it with his own eyes, or he knows. He says, Eidus, that the loiva was moida, I owe man jutalos. He didn't see the avo, but he knows that he owes man jutalos, because he heard Eidus paldin of the loiva. An eid has to be made on a maise, you need, you have to know what happened. When you're saying Eidus, you have to know what happened. If I don't know what happened, I'm possible to be an eid. If by mitzarif, what I had written down, I know from what I had written down. So that's called I know. So we have a meet. No, mi piyem v'lo mi piksov. You have to know from yourself. You can't know from what, that's not called you know. It's not called you know. You wrote it down. It's not, you're not called an eid hamaiser. That's not called, he says, legabi, to be made, you have to know, and that's not called you know. That's not called you know. Agav Urche, like to mention, the Yamshul Shleimer brings down a moiridike shayla. What is the din if a person has to swear? He has to swear a shvur. A cheshben, he paid up, he didn't pay up. He doesn't remember. He paid up to his 20 payments. He goes and looks in his ledger, he sees, this. Now he knows he can swear he paid up completely. Can the person swear, I know I paid up? I wrote it down in my ledger. Is that called, I know I paid up? Or maybe not. That's not called, I know. Here we have but by Eidus al Kaponim, we have a Xeris al Koso by Eidus. You have to say, Eidus, what you know. What you know me piaksav is not called you know. So Memele, so if a person will come to Besdin and say Eidus, that I know they were married Rosh Chodesh Nissan, and you know me piaksav, that's apostle Eidus. You have to know from your own mind, not from aksav. That's the miyat me piem veloy me piksavam. The peh that is saying Eidus has to be from his own mouth, not from the peh cannot say Eidus from what he had written down. Fine. Now, if there are, let's go one step further. Let us say that there are other Eidim that know when the Chasna was. So, these other Eidim will come to Besdin, there's no problem. The other Eidim know when the Chasna was. The Eidim hachsumim al ashtar nasa kemishenech kreidusa bebezin. The Eidim who chasmid, when they chasmid, they knew when the chasna was. They chasna the night of the chasna. And we have a klal edim hachsumim al ashta nasa kemishenech kedusim bebezin. So their edis was niskabel bebezin b'shas chsimosim. So when they chasmed on the shta, it's ki'ilu heidu bebezin, this woman got married Rosh Chodesh Nisan. Fine. So there were edim that said edis in bezin, halachically, who their edis was said knowing what they're saying. That's when they chasmed on the shtar. These edim said edis when they chasmed on the shtar. Now, if the same edim come now to Besdin and say, you know, I don't remember when the chasna was, but I have a shtar in my house that there I have my chsime that says that the chasna was Reish Chodesh Nissen. So it's ki'ilu. These edim are telling Besdin now, when she got married, I don't know. But I'm bringing to this Besdin edim shekvar nech kredusim bebesdin. There are edim that said edis in Besdin already she got married Reish Chodesh Nissen. So this Besdin can rely on the edim hachsumim. These are the edim which Besdin can rely on. Because when they, even though they're the same people, doesn't matter. When they chasmid, they knew when she got married. It's ke'ilu, they said then edis in Besdin. So we have here a recorded edis in Besdin that says she got married Reish Chodesh Nissen. This edis is a kosher edis. So if now the Edom will relate to this Besdin, a different Besdin, you want to know when she got married? Re'isi Edom Shenechkei Dusam BeBesdin. I saw Edom Shenechkei Dusam BeBesdin. So Memela, so this Besdin can paskin up those Edom. Let's talk about another tzir. Let's talk about a tzir that you have a din teira between Reuven and Shimon. Reuven says Shimon owes him $100. So two edim come to Besdin and says, and Shimon says he never borrowed any money. Two edim come to this Besdin and say, I don't know if he borrowed, he didn't borrow, but I'll tell you something. 2 weeks ago it wasn't a different Besdin, and I saw edim say, edis there in that Besdin, that Shimon borrowed from Reuven $100. I saw edis. Those edim are dead now. Escape in the shun, what is? But this Besdin is aware that there were two edim that said edis in Besdin. It was niskabel edusim bebesdin. So this Besdin, the second Besdin, Kim Paskin, that Shimon has to give him $100, because I heard from these edim that there were edim that said edis in Besdin, and their edis was niskabel bebesdin. So he used those edim. Those edim are not in front of me, but these edim are telling me that there were other edim. And it was niskabel edusam bebesdin. So the second besdin kim paskin al pi the edim who were made in the first besdin. As long as I hear from edim now that there were edim that were made in besdin. So Tosfos says the same thing. If a person, you have the same edim, they chasmed on the shtar, and now they're coming to besdin. So if they come to besdin, they'll tell besdin, when did this lady get married? They say Reish Chodesh Nissen. So if besdin understands for them, I know that they got married Reish Chodesh Nissen, and they really don't know, but they know from what's written in the shtar. So this is apostolidus. If Besdin hears from them, you know that she got married Reish Chodesh Nissen, so you're the Edom. And you know from that shtar. So Memela, so that's called as a chason mi piyem v'loy mi piksovo. That means you only know as Reish Chodesh Nissen because you looked in the shtar. So that's called you're saying edis not from your own yedid. You're saying edis from what was written, and that's posel edis. You have to know from yourself. But so that's like Moses says, we can't leave the shtar by them, because if we leave the shtar by them, they're going to come to Besdin and say, I know she got mad Reish Chodesh Nissen. They won't tell Besdin the whole thing that I forgot. I looked. They'll tell Besdin, you want to know? I know. I know, Taket. I know from the Ksav, that's a possible knowing. That's not called you know. Mipiksovim is possible to, and a yediyah miteich ksova is possible, even though it's 100% emes, it's exeris hakosov, it's possible. But if I'll come and tell Bezdin, I don't know when she got married, but there's a shtar that's written in the shtar that she got married Rosh Chodesh Nissen. So Bezdin hears there's a shtar. So Bezdin will pass and I'll be that shtar. That shtar, there's an edus chsumim in that shtar that is keilu nechre idusen be Bezdin. So by being made, there is a shtar. So I'm relating to this Bezdin that there was a goddess Edis and the other Bezdin. Bezdin will paskin al pivar a goddess Edis. So therefore, Taisha says as follows. If you want to know someone burnt someone else's shtar, and Bezdin wants to know what it said in the shtar, so I'll tell Bezdin, you know, in the shtar it says he owed him $1,000. So finished. So Bezdin is paskining he owes him $1,000 because it's kilo they brought the burnt shtar to Bezdin before it got burnt, because these Edom are telling us what it said in the shtar. Or they brought the shtar on Nimchak before it got Nimchak, so Bezdin can paskin, I'll pay that shtar. The shtar is a kosher edis. The shtar is an edis that was nechkar by Bezdin, and we can use this edis. Our Gemara is speaking about when we don't speak about that shtar. We say, I know she got married this and this day. That's sheker. You don't know. You only know al pi aksav. And that's not called knowing. Halachically, that's not called knowing. So that's posoleidus. That's how Tosfos is miyashim to gemoros. Vim toima. So now Tosfos says, v'hocha afulu ein ze zoicha klal. Our Gemara seems to say, you have to remember the edus. The shtar can remind you according to Rabbi Yochanan, partially according to Rabbuna. Afilu ein zezeicha klal. Afilu doesn't remember anything. Ma bekach. So what does it matter? Yovi shtori bebezin. He has a shtar. So he just told me a yesod. If Bezdin cannot paskin, I'll pee what I'm saying because I don't know. You need Eidi Yediyah. I don't know. I only know pee ksavi, and that's not called Eidi Yediyah. But Bezdin can paskin, I'll pee the shtar. Bezdin can paskin, I'll pee because the Eidish of the shtar is a kosher Eidis. The chsumim and the shtar are said Eidis when they knew what happened. So Taisva says, what's the whole problem? They have to remember. You remember, Nisha remember. Why do you have to remember? Let him bring this document to Bezdin. This document is chosom with the aid. The aid chasmid on the document. I saw how Reuven borrowed $100 from Shimon. This aidis was nechkel bebezdin b'shaitoi. So let Bezdin pass him with the paper. Our Gemara has problems. Doesn't remind himself. Doesn't he remind himself? Go and bring the paper. Let him bring the shtar to Bezdin. So Taisa says, Grace Teiredo. The aid echod b'shtar leichoshev shtar, elo oisoi sheyesh boi shnei eidim dumye de sefer mikne. Now Taisus has a double shtick toyer. Now let's appreciate what Taisus is saying. There's such a inyan of a shtar. And by shtar there's a haloche eidim hachsumim b'shtar nasek mishenechkrei dusim bebezen. In Hilchis Eidis, if an Eid chasmes on a shtar, so halachically we can accept this Eidis kiilu there was drishes v'chakiris, even though the poil there was no drishes v'chakiris. That's the gzeres hakosov of shtoris that Eidim achsumim al shtar nase kemisha nachkedus bebezn, and I can use their Eidis and I reckon like it was neschabel bebezn or nachke bebezn. But this whole halacha is dafke eidim achsumim al ashtar. But you have to have a shame shtar. If the document does not have a shame shtar, so then you don't have this kseiras hakosav eidim achsumim al ashtar nasik mishnach kedusim bebest. So now Taisvis is saying as follows. I saw in Ali Yosef, and a lot I'll be saying later, says there also, there's two types of shtaris. There's a shtar kinyan and a shtar raya. Now, a shtar kinyan, we have in Yirmiyah Sefer HaMikne, Ksoiv Be'edim V'chasoim, a shtar kinyan, there the posik says you need two edim in order for it to be a shtar kinyan. That's less mandapolik. One aid cannot create a shtar kinyan. So now Tosfos is saying a halacha that just like you can, it doesn't have a shem shtar kinyan without two edim chsumim boy, so it doesn't have a shem shtar raya without two edim chsumim boy. Halacha number one. So it doesn't have a shem shtar. Now, since it doesn't have a shem shtar, so when he chasmed 5 years ago that I saw a Reuven borrowed $100 from Shimon, so there was no nech kreidusay bebezn. Because one aid that chasmed does not give it a shem shtar. So if it's not a shtar, so it wasn't nech kreidusay bebezn. So you don't have any aid that so was niskabel bebezn. That what he wrote on the paper is stamazoi. He wrote down that that he saw that Reuven borrowed money from Shimon, but it doesn't have a shem shtar since it's not to aid him. Just like a shtar kinyan needs to aid him in order to be able to be makne, a shtar raya needs also to aid him in order to have a shem shtar. That's what Tosfos says. The shlema day dechot b'shtar loichoshiv shtar. Elo oisei sheyes boi shnei aidim. Dumye the sefer mikne, just like shtar kinyan is not called a shtar without to aid them, so hu adin is not called a shtar raya. So now, we're speaking about a yochid, koisiv odom eidusoi b'shtar. One person wrote down, he saw he was an aid, and he wrote down on a paper, I saw this and this happened. So this ksive doesn't get hilchishtar. So when he chasmid, it's not called kilo nechker eidusay bebezn, because it doesn't have a tereshtar. It doesn't have a tereshtar, so finish, so it's nothing. So there never was eidish shenechker bebezn. The chsime is nothing. Now we forgot. So it's gornish mit gornish. So in the middle, that's why it's no good. So if he remembers, it's good. If he doesn't remember, it's no good. But in order to say the shtik teire, Tosfos said that a shtar with one aid does not have a teire, one aid cannot give it a teire shtar, and fill a teire shtar rai. So Tosfos is a problem that's a gemara faket. V'ho do oma beget poshet. Eid echot b'ksav ve'eid echot bal peh ein mitstarfet. The mashma hoshtayim b'shtar afilu b'shtay igreis mitstarfet. So let's understand what Tosfos is saying. There's a Gemara in Baba Basra, and Tosfos, when Tosfos asked the Kasha, Tosfos understood the Gemara in Baba Basra means as follows. Reuven borrowed $100 from Shimon. There's one aid that comes to Bezen and says, I was there, I saw he borrowed $100. One aid. Another aid does not come to Bezen. He writes on a paper that I saw how Reuven borrowed $100 from Shimon. And the Malva takes this to Bezen, so I have a shtar of one eight. I have another eight comes to Bezen and says, "Am I saw the halva?" Can you say one and one is two? I have one eight b'ksav, one eight b'alpeh. So the Gemara says, "Ein mitstarfen, ein mitstarfen." So what's pshat here? One and one does not equal two. And the lomdus is, let's say the lomdus, because there are different types of Haggadah's Eidus. The Eid Baal Peh says Eidus in Bezen. The Eid Bishtar is Kilu Nechker Eidus in Bezen. But it's a different type of Haggadah. This is a Haggadah Kilu Nechker. This is a Haggadah Shenemro Bezen. So if you add an apple and a pear, you can't be mitzar of them. So these are two different types of agodas. This is a agoda, the eid bal peh saying agoda in bezn I saw alvo. The eid bishtar is saying akilu nechra eidu soy bebezn. Aim it staff. So these the two mean them. But it would seem from the Gemara, but what if the Malva would have two shtoris? he brings the bezin to shtos. You hear, one star here, Reuven writes a star that he saw the halvo. Another star, Shimon writes a star that he saw the halvo. So from the Gemara it would seem that's good. So you see that a star, al pi eidechot is good. Eidechot bishtar, eidechot bal peh is no good. Aber weiss is two eidem bishtar, two different shtos would be good. So it seems that it has a teure star, even though one aid is gechasmet. The mashmo shtayim b'shtar, afilu b'shtay igris mitstarfen. So Tosfos says, I have news for you. That Gemara is speaking about something else legamri. Hosa mayri kigoin she'echot b'shtar ve'echot balpeh, loy she'oimer she'rohu hamilve. Ela shero misires hashtar miloive lemalve, avikishnayim hachsumim bishtar, lerabolozo, the omar eidi misire karsi. Now let's explain Tosfos Teretz. Rabolozo holds, in order for a shtar to get a teire shtar, you need two eidim, eidei rie, to be standing there, b'shas mesiris hashtar, then he gets a teire shtar. Eidem mesiri karsu. What's the longest of standing there? Because you have b'shas mesiris hashtar, two eidem, who theoretically, if Bezdin would want to know what happened, you have two eidem which are here that could relate to Bezdin what had happened. That's cool. So you have eidem b'shas mesiris hashtar. That's according to Rabbi Lozo. Leshitas Rabbi Lozo, if you have two eidim which are gechasmet on that star, that means they chasmet for Reuven. Reuven is the loive. Now Reuven gives over this star to Shimon, the malve. Now when I look at this star from the eide chesime, I can figure out there was a mesire. Because the eide chesime chasmet for Reuven, the chasmet for the loive. Now I see the star beyode shel Shimon. So from the Eidech Sima, I also know there was a Mesire. So according to Rabbi Lozo, Eidech Sima and Ashtar are good because through them, I also, it's Keilu, they're made on the Mesire. So according to Rabbi Lozo, in order to make Ashtar for Ashtar, you need Eidim al Mesiris Ashtar. These Eidim al Mesiris Ashtar can come about from one or two Eifanim. Either they're standing there b'shas Mesiris Ashtar, or they're gechasmet on the Shtar, so when you'll see the Shtar b'yad amalve, so it's considered you have Eidim on the Mesiris Ashtar. So the Gemara in Bava Basra is saying, if you want to make two Eidim Mesiris, one Eid Mesire who saw the star, another Eid who chasmed on the star, that will not make two Eid Mesire. Because she can't be Mitzaref and Eid Chosom with an Eid thus. But here we're talking about, we want to make a star with two. If you have two Eidim gechasmet on that star, it will become a star. The Gemara is not speaking about Eidis on the Halvo. The Gemara is speaking the two Eidim that make a star for a star, either the two Eidim have to chasm on the star and through their chsima will have Eidim Mesire, or the two Eidim have to watch the Mesire as a star. But one Eid chosum and one Eid on the Mesire will not help. Period. So there's no raya that you can make a star with one Eid. And then Taisus says, the Birushalmi Meforish Eidechot Bishtar, Hainu Sheshnaim Chsumim Bishtar, Vekimu Ksav Yodei Shelechot, Vleimotsu Lekayim Ksav Yodei Shel Shem. Period. Now the Yerushalmi says a different pshat in this Shail and the Gmo Baba Basa. That means as follows. You had a star with two Eidim Chsumim. Fine. So it's a star. Two Eidim make a star. You have to be Mekayim the Shtar now. We find only one, here a Shtar with two Eidim. The two Eidim chasmed on the Shtar, so it has a Teire Shtar. Now, the Loive says it's Mezuyev. Now, when the Loive says Mezuyev, the Halacha is that you can't be Goyva with the Shtar without Kiyim. That becomes a Shtar. It's a Shtar. But if Itayin is Mezuyev, you have to be Mekayim. So we have here a Shtar with two Eidim, that at the present time you can't be Mekayim, you have to be Mekayim it. So I was Mekayim one of the Chsimis. I have one Eid in the Shtar. I can't be Mekayim the other Chsimis. So another Eid comes to Bez and says, no, I saw the Halvo also. So the Yerushalmi is speaking about Eid Echad B'Shtar, that there was a Shtar because there were really two Eidim Chsumim Olam. Taisva says it only gets a shame Shtar if there's two Eidim Chsumim Olam. So the Gemara is speaking about there are two Eidim Chsumim Olam. So it is a Shtar. You were Mekayim, one of the Chsimis. So you were Mekayim, one of the Chsimis. Now you have another Eid to say Eid is on the Halvo. So these two can't be Mitzarev. But the Eid HaChosum, here's a Teiris Eid, because there are two Eidim on the Shtar. Period. Now Teisvis, so Bekitzer, Teisvis is the Kasha, in our Gemara it seems, the Eidim have to remember. So Teisvis says, why did Eidim have to remember? Why can't we bring the Shtar to Bezen? So Teisvis says, because a Shtar with one Eid is never Teiris Shtar. Period. Now Tosfos says, Nahidei Dechad Lechoshev Shtar Leinyin. And Eidechad is not Choshev Ashtar. Shim Yavoyu Eidim V'yomer Kach Reinu B'Shtar D'Cheshvinu Leike Eid Mepiyeit. So Tosfos says it's not called Ashtar. It's not called Eidish Enech Reidusoy Bebezn. So Memel it's considered, if two Eidim will tell me they saw an Ashtar Shal Eidechad, so they're not telling me an Eidish Shenech Reidusoy Bebezn. They're just saying they heard from an aid, but it's not nech kedusa bebezim, because it doesn't have a Torah shtar. Aber eidis miye have, v'yochel l'shloyach sav yodei lebezim, v'leichoshev mipiyem v'loy mipiksovam kivin shehu zeichecha eidis. Now Tosfos is saying nochavot. Tosfos is saying as follows. There's a din shtar. It only gets a shame star if you have two Eidim Chsumim Olav. The minute you have two Eidim Chsumim Olav, I have a Xeris at Koso, Eidim Achsumim Bishtakil Onech Kedusim Bebezim. So their Kabbalah's Eidis occurs with the Chsima of the Shtar. That's if it has a Torah Shtar. If you don't have two Eidim, it's not a Shtar. Forget about it. There's no Shtar, there's no Nech Kedusim Bebezim. Fine. One Yid goes and writes on a Shtar, I know, I saw that this and this happened. Fine. He's writing. It's not a shtar. Because he's only one aid. He delivers this paper to Bezdin. He delivers this paper to Bezdin. Now, Bezdin reads this shtar, this paper. It's not a shtar. Bezdin reads this, that this aid is saying that, I witnessed this and this happened. Now, Tosfos is saying now, Ashitas HaRabbeinu Tam, Rabbeinu Tam said, Amir de Kechidish. Rabbeinu Tam said, there's a miyut mi piyem v'loy mi piksovam. That Eidus has to be said mi piyem v'loy mi piksovam. So Rabbeinu Tam says, that means that the person should be able to be made mi pif. He shouldn't be an ilain. If a person is an ilain, the only way he can speak is mi piksav, then that's a posolaitis. But, if a person can speak and he writes it and gives it to Bezdin, it's kolaroy lebilein bila makevis boy. The miyut of mipiaksav means if the edus can only be given over through ksav. But if the edus could be given over mipiv, no, he gave it over miksav. That's called, as long as it's roy lepiv, so that's called mipia. If it's not roi lepiv, it's not called mipiyah. Now let me just say one aloch, and then we'll understand what Tosfos is saying. In order for a person to say edus in Bezdin mipiv, he needs two things. He needs a mouth and a head. What does that mean? He needs a mouth to relate the edus. He needs a head to remember the edus. So a person who has a mouth and a head, that means he could say the Eidus Bifnei Bezdin. He remembers the Eidus. This person, there's no problem. He could write it and give it to Bezdin like this. Because he's Roy Lahagid Bepiv. He remembers the Eidus. He has a mouth to say over the Eidus. If we have one of these two are missing, he's an Elaine. So then he doesn't have a mouth. So then... Then there's a meet me p.m. v'loy me p'ksavam. That means his only agoda is only through ksav. So then that's possible. If he has a mouth, but he doesn't have a zikaron, if he got one, the edus was. So lemaisa, so the edus is being said because he looks what it says on the paper. That's also a chesor mipiksavim. But the Rabbeinu Tam said, but if a person remembers when the edus was said, the person remembers the edus, and he's capable of saying this edus in Bezdin, so then there's no chesor na full of, he writes and he gives over this paper to Bezdin. That's the Lashon Rabbeinu Tam in Yevamos, and that's what Tosfos is saying over here, even though he doesn't explain it. Tosfos says as follows. An Eidechad is not called a shtar linyan. Shem yavoyu eidu v'yomru kachinu b'shtar d'cheshvinu l'keid mipi'eid. But eidus miyahave, this is a hagodus, it's not a shtar, but it's an eidus. The yochel ishloich sab yodi lebezdin. He can send his sab yad lebezdin v'loi choshev mipi v'loi mipi ksovam kiven shu zoicher ha'edis, since he remembers the edis. So he's capable of saying over this edis to Bezdin, so then he could say it over with a shtar. If he forgot the edis, or if he remembers this, but he can't say it, he's an ilim, then there's a psul of mipi ksovam. That shitas ha-toisvus. The Rashi perish beferish ha-chumash, Rashi is choylik, mipim v'loy mipiksov, mishlo yishlach b'ksav edus el lebezn. Rashi holds, there's a psul of saying edus ha-piksav. So, b'kitza, one teretz toisvus said, toisvus had asked the kasha, why can't you bring this ksav to Bezn? So toisvus says, if there's only one eid chosim all over, it doesn't get a teretz shtav. Inami Aymari. Taisa says, no, we'll say another malach. The Eidechot Moil B'shtar. Could be an Eidechot gives it a Torah Shtar. Im Yesh Nei Shtoris B'chol Echad Chosem Eidechot Choshev Kishtar Sholem. I'll say not the way I said before. An Eidechot can make a Shtar for a Shtar. And if you'll have two papers, each one is Chosem and Eidechot, so it's cool, that'll make a Shtar. You'll add the school to a Shtar. So what's our whole sugya over here? Remembers, he does remember. What you have to remember? Bring this paper to Bezdin. So this is a shtar. So this is, you can bring a shtar to Bezdin. Midas means from the das ha'edim, midas ha'loive. Shulchayev, oz choshev shtar. That means in order to get a shem shtar, there has to be written midas ha'mischayev. That means, that's like a shtar kinyan. Who writes a shtar kinyan? The moicha writes a shtar kinyan. I'm selling this karka to someone else. A shtar halvo, who writes the shtar halvo? The loive writes the shtar halvo. So it gets that I borrowed so much money from the Malvin. So in order to get a Shem Shtar, this document has to be written Midas HaMischayev, from the one who's going to come Mischayev to this document. The Loive, this is a Shtar Raya Kenega, the Loive, so it has to be written Midatoy. If an aide saw a Halvor, and then the Loive didn't tell him, write a document. He goes on his own accord, I saw a Reuven borrowed 100 talents from Shimon. That doesn't get a Torah shtar. It means even though one eight can make it for a shtar, but it doesn't get a Torah shtar if it was written Shaloi Midas HaMischai. That's what Taisvah says. Vishlam Adlai Choshev Shtar, Shosem Midas Shnei, Midas Haloi Vishuchayim, Os Choshev Shtar. Avul Hocha, Argemore, Shekoisev Eidusoi, Shaloi Midas Haloi Vishuchayim, Shtar. Period. So, nu mahalach. It's not called a shtar, because in order to get a shem shtar, is to be written, midas ha-mischayet, midas ha-loive, midas ha-moiche. V'hikshu ha-rav Shmuel mi-vardun, to'oma b'cheskas abatim, macho b'fnei shnayim. Now, macho is that, let's say, a person had a kalke, and now someone else is living in the karka. So he's saying that that person stole it from him. So he wants to be moiche. If he's moiche, that other person has to keep the shtar. He has to show the shtar eventually. He will want him to bezen. So memele, so it says like this. Macho bifnei shnayim. The morikame has to be moiche in front of two eidim. The ein tzorich loymar ksuvu. You don't have to tell them to write a shtar. I feel like you didn't tell them, they could also write. So Tosfos and Baba Basra explains that it means in this shtar that they're writing as follows. The moicha told us to write the shtar, that he was moicha. And then they chasme their names underneath. Even though he didn't tell them. So Tosfos says, let's merzik a shikre. Now, even though he didn't tell them, but since I know he wants them to write it, it's kilu he told them. So we hear ver hashtar that was written midas amorikame. Who's the mischayev over here? The mischayev is not the morikame. Who's going to lose from the shtar? The marzik is going to lose from the shtar. So Tosfos says, amorikame kashe, if you're telling me it only gets a shame shtar, it was written midasa mischayev, so what does it help if the moiche told the eidim is moiche, but this doesn't have a shame shtar? That's Tosfos kasha. Machobif naishayim etzach loim ksuvu. So Tosfos a ma moil ksuvu. What does it help he told them ksuvu? Given the inosri midasa marzik. It wasn't the marzik is the mischayev. So Tosfos like this. Lofima shepirashnu the eidus miyave kozman shezoiche osi shapir. The way we said before, that even though it doesn't have a shame shtar, but if they'll remember, it's good b'toyres eides, according to the Rabbeinu Tam, as long kol aroy lebila and bila makeves boy, so we'll say it's speaking about they remember. Mi b'lav hochi metaretzri, the gabi macho hi kilu, by macho, they were meiko, sheine ele midarabonon. That means it only helps. Only midarabon. It's really a posele shtar. It's really mipiksovom. It's not a shtar. It doesn't work. But the rabbonu were mesakin it should help. Treinami hikilu loyme de macho shloy befon of having mecho. There's another kula by macho. That if it was mecho shloy befon of afopi shalafomim lo yishma, maybe the machzik will never find out about it. But they were mekel and hilchis macho. That we assume most of the time the marzik will find out, so they gave it a teiras macho. So they also were makel, and they said that if a document was written that there was a macho, even though halachically it's not ashtar, even though halachically I can't be samech on this document, by macho they were makel, and they said if I have such a document, it's sufficient. Tosfos is saying klolim when it gets a teirish tar. The loy bein in dash neim. You don't need dash neim. You don't need dasa mischayev. Ah, if you don't need dasa mischayev, so why can you bring the shtar to Bezdin? We're back to the old kasha. Asudya says they have to remember. Why have to remember? Bring the paper to Bezdin. V'hocha hoya yochol lohovish torei imo yakosov ketikin shtores. There's a certain nusach hashtar that has to be written. B'toyre shtar, then it gets Hashem shtar, then it's nechke dusam bebezm. Avolochem mayri sheine kosuv kiseider hashtar. There's a haloche, there's a nusach, there's a seider how a shtar has to be written. El zikorin dvorim baalme. That means, kosev odem edusam b'shtar, speaking about he didn't write it with a nusach of a shtar. He wrote it just that he should remember himself, the Rosh Prokim. This doesn't have a teure shtar. So here he can say, nechke edusam bebez. Then Tosfos brings a Yerushalmi, that according to the Yerushalmi, Agama is speaking about something else in Garson. Now, before we want to understand the Yerushalmi, let's just look at the next Mishnah, and we'll understand what Tosfos is saying. In the middle of the Mishnah, you have a shtar that needs kiyum. Ze oimer ze ksav yodi, you have a shtar. And you have two eidim chsumim on the shtar, Guvin and Shimon. Zeime zek sav yodi, vezeime zek sav yodi. So Guvin says this is my chsime, Shimon says it's my chsime. So tzrichin letzarf imom acher, divrei Rebbe. So Rebbe says that's no good, because by kiyum shtaros need two eidim on each chsime. So he's saying it's my chsime, so he's one eid. So you need another eid with each one. וחכמים אומרים אינם צריכים לצרף עמו עם אחר. אלא נאמן אדם לא מזק סביודי. No, that's sufficient. It's sufficient if each one says זק סביודי. Now, what's the machloikis? So the Gemara says שתמצא לאים לדברי רבי על סביודם הם מעידים, לדברי חכמים אמונה שבשטר הם מעידים. So the Gemara says, אמור ידי כפשט. By Kiyum Shtoris, what do I have to know? Rabbi says, you have to know this is your signature. That's what you have to know. If you say it's your signature, you want aid. Very good. You need another aid to say it's your signature. The Chachamim say, if I hear from these two aidim, he borrowed $100. So even though between you and me, this is not a Kiyum on the Shtar, that's a Hanul Al Peh. But in Hilchis Kiyum, they were Makel. If I hear from the two aidim Hachsumim, that there was alvov 100 towels, that's enough to be mekayim the shtar. So according to the chachamim, if the two edim chsumim are meyid, so it's almonisha b'shtar meyidim. So I hear from two edim chsumim there was alvov, that's considered a kiyum. According to Rebbe, it's not sufficient almonisha b'shtar. You have to be meyid and the chsimis. You need two edim and each chsimim. So now Tosis brings down a Yerushalmim. Teicha Yerushalmim nira laforsh bin yenachas sub Yusuf. The Kamar Hosom, Ravune Kerebi, Rav Yochanan Kerabone. Perish. Kshe Eidim Boim Lekayim Chsimoso. So the Yerushalmi says as follows. When the Eidim want to be Mekayim de Chsime. So in the Mishnah we have, according to Rabbi, need two Eidim and each Chsime. According to the Rabbonin, each Eidim is Chsime sufficient. So now the Yerushalmi says as follows. Kshe Eidim Boim Lekayim Chsimoso. Im zoichim hamilve beloy shtar, if they remember the alvo, afilu le rebi in zoich le tzar vimoy machem min ashuk, dalmoni shebishtar hem meidim. If they remember the alvo, so memele each, so afilu according to rebi, so we have an edis almoni shebishtar, and that's called aki. If they don't remember the milve at all, even by looking at the shtar, they don't remember of dalvo. If they don't remember dalvo, so you can't say they made amonu shabishtar. They forgot about the halvo. So they made and the chsimis yodom. You need two edim on each chesime. V'chi pligi haynuk shezoichin hamilve al yedei hashtar. The machloikis of Rav Huna and Rabbi Yochanan, which is also the machloikis Rabbi and the Rabbonon, is that they look at the shtar, they forgot about the halvo, and they reminded themselves of the halvo through the shtar. Dila Rabbonon choshev schire. So even though they were reminded through a shtar, that's called I remember the avov almonei meid. L'rabbi lechoshiv schire, l'rabbi lechoshiv schire. So Dachsa Mitaisvus is saying, according to the Yerushalmi, it seems the whole machloikis, Rav Hunin, Rav Yochanan, is only in Hilchas Kiyum Shtoris. We're not speaking about the same mamish and edis. In Hilchas Kiyum Shtoris, that there's a kula of almonish b'shtar hem meidim, there's a machloikis, can you say I'm a meid almonish b'shtar if I reminded myself through the shtar? Rabbi and Rav Huna say it's no good, and Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbonin say it is good. And Taisus says, Messiah v'loshin kais of Odom le'mash mehochi. That means if it's speaking about that you have two Eidim are made and their chsimis shabishtar. So l'chayr, I think Taisus means to ask, so what's kaisiv odom eidusoi? L'chayr, you should say kaisivim eidim eidusam aloshtam emeid aleim afilach hakamishonim. And odom, it seems it's a private tzach. That's the Taisus kash.